Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
The Burt Show.
You've seen it in high school football games before. All of the football players behind the banner and the cheerleaders holding up that banner, right? As the football players run through it, right? Tear apart that banner. Kristen was the football team, and the rest of us were holding the banner this weekend. As January ended and February began, goodbye, dry January.
Suck it, January! February is here, baby.
You brought the heat.
I brought more than heat.
But to your credit, because you didn't drink on Friday night at our Burt's Big Adventure conference.
Cassie and I both. We went the distance.
Well done.
Friday night, we got there.
Congratulations.
I was having my mocktail of my Montane with a splash of grapefruit juice.
Mm.
And then
you were so good. So was Cassie so good on Friday night that they were both sleeping by like 8:30.
Yeah.
I mean, I looked around after dinner. I'm like, let's go, KK. And she was nowhere to be found. She's away from baby, away from hubby. She was taking that time. Same as Cassie.
Fun fact, I was not sleeping. I was alone in my room eating cake in bed watching TikTok.
Good for you.
Mama needed some checkout time.
Yeah. I felt like Cassie was trying to escape most of the weekend because she's living in an RV, right?
Yeah.
So they're on top of each other, and she's been so great about it. But I felt like accidentally, like any time that you went to get some private time, like I accidentally caught you reading a book outside, and then I sat down with you and started talking to you. Then you were somewhere else by yourself, and there I am like a magnet, not leaving you alone. All you wanted was a little private time.
It was actually perfect. I wanted balance, and it was, because right every time like you showed up or anyone showed up, I was done with the private time, so it actually worked out. It was one of the best, hardest working weekends, emotionally a lot to go through with the kids, and it was great, but it was awesome. It was the perfect mix of hanging out with friends and then some solo time, and on Sunday, I was like, do we have to leave? Can I just sit outside and stay?
No, it was, so we worked so hard on Saturday. And for those that don't know, Burt's Big Adventure, our nonprofit, we take kids with chronic and terminal illness to Disney World. We've started doing these conferences so we can get together and we can discuss the families, the kids, our medical staff is there so they can explain like how fragile they are. Also, we talk about like, you know, what developmental age they are, if they're verbal, nonverbal, stuff like that.
What they're open to talking about, what
exactly.
They're not open to talk about, what their sensitive points are, what they would like to share with us. And there's like a, this year, there's like a
a PowerPoint presentation for every kid.
It was incredible. And then we have some family. There's one family that has triplets and all three of the kids have special needs. We also have a family that has sisters who are both Bert's Big Adventure kiddos. So
we've got, 11 families this year, which is less than we usually take, except we've got 14 kids.
Correct. So we're doing this and we get through this on Saturday. And so Sunday we wake up and we do our CPR refresh, our Heimlich maneuver refresh. We talk some more about how to make this as magical a trip for these families. We're going over our schedule. And then we got done early, which never happens. And Cassie was the one was like, "So what time do we have to check out?"
Can we extend it to March?
I extended it by sitting in a Panda Express parking lot eating Chinese food by myself.
So Friday we were very well behaved. We stuck to dry January, but then Saturday, February 1st, we go through the conference, we do all of our meetings and going over the families, and then it was time.
I would like you actually, and Cassie, will you break your phone out and record this? Can you recreate you having your first sip of wine in the kitchen? Amanda and I are there. You pour yourself a white wine. Go ahead, use your coffee. Is that? It was so dramatic.
Yes.
And it was so huge, this moment.
Not the glass of wine. I was respectful. No. It was one glass. So our buddy David Crawford had Celine Dion playing in the background.
It's all coming back to me now, right?
It's all coming back to me.
The song.
So I pour my Sauvignon Blanc, and it looks so crisp. And I wasn't going to do it in a red solo cup because she deserved to be in glass, like actual glass. So I got an actual wine glass, and I pour her, and I smelled it first, and I swirled it, and then the Celine Dion crescendo, and it's all coming back to me now. And then I touched it to my lips, and I took a sip, and it was like, like, where have you been all my life? I sound like an alcoholic. It was really good, though.
Yeah, cross that finish line, man.
We crossed the finish line, and so I had one glass, and I made sure I'm like, we're waiting till a respectable time in the evening to start this.
4 p.m.
Yes. It was after 5.
And then it was a sprint.
And then, then it no longer became a marathon. I became Usain Bolt. chugging my Savvy B. I lost a nail somehow in the middle.
You made up for lost time.
Yeah, I really did.
How does one lose a nail drinking wine?
After a month off?
That was an aggressive pour, man.
The Burt Show.
Look, if you're listening live to The Burt Show, then you're missing a lot later on in the show. You might have missed this last week when Jackson's mom called up and was just pleading for all of us.
She didn't call up. You called her.
Something like that. to please, 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 please talk Jackson out of this tattoo. And if you miss any of The Burt Show, you can always catch up on our podcast. We upload every single segment for you guys to listen to on any podcasting platform. But she does not like the idea of him thinking about this tattoo at all.
You know, I've spent a lot of my, early adulthood trying to convince her that tattoos aren't the worst thing in the world and trying to warm her up to the idea. And she has slowly actually started to get on board with the idea that I've been wanting tattoos. The problem is she's thinking that I want like a small little something, some sentimental something that's going on a very hidden place. But the tattoo that I actually want is a little bit of an aggressive first go at the tattoo world.
Please describe the first tattoo, the first ink you want to put on your body.
See, okay, I need to rationalize it a little bit beforehand. You know, they always say that you should sit on an idea for about a year before you actually get it. That way, you know, it's, you know, a permanent thing that you're putting on your body. And I could never think of something that I liked enough to do that with. So when I saw this idea of a YouTuber that I watched that got this, it's almost like tree branch sort of vine looking, like an abstract design that kind of covers a little bit of your chest and down your arm.
Mm-hmm.
And when I saw that, I felt really inspired by it because I was like, man, this is something that doesn't need to be perfect because it's abstract. I like the way that it looks. I like that it's imperfect. And I think that I don't know. I really just kind of attached myself to the idea, and I've been sitting on it for a couple of years now, and I kind of want to commit to it now.
The beautiful thing about a tattoo also is when you get it, and if you're not on the radio making it a segment, you don't have to explain it to anybody. They're very, very personal, and it's a little bit almost like inappropriate in the tattoo world to ask somebody what it means.
Right? Agreed. Yeah, and you know, I think for the longest time, people needed to have some sort of like deep meaning behind every single, you know, piece of ink that they put on themselves. And if that's your way of going about tattoos, then power to you. I love that when people do that. But it also doesn't have to be that. I think tattoos now these days are a little bit different. They're ways of, they're more fashion statements. There's ways of accentuating, you know, different parts of your body. I think they're really beautiful and really cool, especially if they're well done.
Yeah, because there's two other people, like Cassie wants to get a phoenix on her arm, which has very significant meaning. Amber wants to get her mother's handwriting on her, which has very significant meaning. Meeting and you want to get a bunch of thorn bushes.
Two types of people.
So if you're going to look at all of it, right, in a very well-rounded way, you should know, like, you know, they say it's permanent, but it's not. You can get it removed.
So a Burt Show listener sent me this, because the reason why we got your mom on the phone to begin with is because she literally DM'd every single person on the show after your tattoo segment last week. She hit up Burt, she hit up me, she hit up Cassie, she hit up Abby, Mo, she hit up you.
She did.
She hit up the Burt Show, Rebecca got one, like she hit up everybody saying, please, please, please convince my son not to do this.
This is like she's on an island and she sends up a flare when she sees a plane overhead.
And I told her mom to mom, I will do my best, all right? And now Burt Show listeners are invested in this as well, Jackson.
Okay.
So I had a Burt Show listener hit me up with this specific video saying, please forward this to Jackson. And I'm like, instead of forward it to him, we're just going to play it on the air. So this is Pete Davidson on with Jimmy Fallon, all right? He's on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon. And they're talking about his tattoos. And Pete Davidson has a lot of tattoos, but he's in the process of removing them.
Some of your tattoos are going away.
Yeah, I've been burning them off.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're almost gone.
Is it painful?
It's horrible.
It is, yeah. Right?
Oh, it's worse.
Worse than getting them.
Well, they got to burn off a layer of your skin, and then it has to heal for like 6 to 8 weeks, and you can't get in the sunlight, and then you got to do it like 12 more times.
So really think about that Game of Thrones tattoo you're thinking about. Yeah.
Really think about it.
Really
consider
about it. Yeah.
This is a picture of you with a lot of tattoos here. Look at this.
Yeah.
Do you remember like how many you had at one point?
Probably like 200.
Yeah. 200 tattoos.
Yeah, I was a sad boy.
Yeah.
So.
And you would just think of something and go get it and.
Yeah, it was a weird time. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Everybody was getting tattoos like 5 years ago. Do you remember that?
Yes.
Remember?
Of course.
Post Malone was like always tired.
Yes.
I was like, yeah, me too, dude. I'm exhausted.
I want to get it too.
I'm exhausted.
Are you going to keep any?
Maybe like two or three, but I'm trying to clean slate it.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Trying to be an adult.
Yeah. Good for you.
Thanks.
It sounds like it's more painful to get it removed than to get the actual tattoo.
Definitely. I have to ask you, was the Burt Show listener that sent this to you my mother?
No, it was your mother.
It's all coming together.
I promise it wasn't.
Because she DM'd this clip to me.
No, oh, she did?
Yes, she did. And I saw it. And so I, as soon as it started playing, I was like, I know where this is going.
Just think about it, man. Okay. Just think about it. Okay.
Noted.
The Burt Show.
Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code BERT at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/BERT. Enter the code BERT, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story.
If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help.
It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hey, let's get Annie on from Friday, who knew she was stepping into psycho, man. When you start recruiting friends and you're putting on disguises and you guys are all going to spy on your friend or an ex, you know you're stepping into psycho. And that's exactly what she was going to do over the weekend. Hey, Annie, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good. All right. So to just sort of refresh our memory, why exactly were you tailing your boyfriend, putting the disguise on and trying to bust him?
Well, so he had told me he was going to go help his friend with some stuff, with moving stuff. And then I ended up kind of getting a little suspicious about it. So I did a little snooping in his email and I found a couple of that he bought tickets to this Warrant concert, which is about an hour away. So I just kind of know, like, assumed that he was cheating. So I went a little psycho, got my friend, and we went to the concert. That's essentially happened. We fully committed to it, by the way.
Oh, and but you know, in keeping with what we did last week, because, you know, Warrant is not known for just one song, Cherry Pie. They're also known for this song. That is not the song I expected.
Lighters in the sky. Not your phones, lighters. Back in the day.
Yep.
All right. So you were convinced dude's up to something a little on the shady side. So what exactly was the pre-plan for you to get in the car with a bunch of friends? One friend, what?
Well, we just had one friend with me and we got fully dressed up. By the way, we got wigs. After the conversation on Friday, we went and got some neon pink and neon orange wigs.
So love it.
We went all out. Full commit to the psycho, 100%.
And let's be honest, Bert, this is a Warrant concert.
Yeah.
She's lucky she found one friend to go with her.
Yeah, true.
You want to drive an hour outside Fort Wayne? Yeah,
that's true.
That's the real sacrifice.
Well, I mean, you're looking for reasons to get out of Fort Wayne. So
you can only say that now because we're not there anymore. Yeah.
Even they would say that. All right, so take us through the night. How did it go?
Well, did not end up the way that I expected. So we drove to the Warrant concert, you know, fully prepared to catch him in a full lie, right? And so we get there, we get to our seats, and my heart is pounding out of my chest. I mean, I'm like ready. We're scanning the crowd, and I finally look down at where his seats were, and they're empty. So at first I'm like, okay, is he late? Did he change seats? Like, what was going on? And then finally, a couple was making their way down the aisle and they sat right down in his seats. And I just like grabbed my friend and braced myself ready for like the big, huge reveal. And finally, the woman finally like, turned her face and my stomach dropped. It was his mom. And then sitting next to her was his dad.
Of course, the Warrant concert.
So he bought tickets for his mom and dad.
I thought this couldn't get better.
Total sense.
All right, so you know that this is a story you cannot tell him for a couple of years.
No, now right. Annie, you have to abort mission ever. Before they see you.
Right.
100. I grabbed my friend's arm like in the strongest. Literally pulled her from her seat and we booked it out of there so fast so that they didn't like turn around and see us. The mission was to get out of there as fast as possible. We got to the car, we closed the door, we could finally breathe. We were pretty stunned. It was not what I was expecting.
So did you fall in love with them a little bit more? I mean, that's a pretty sweet gesture.
It is.
It makes a lot of sense. Like in the moment when I saw their faces, I was like, of course, like why
right.
wouldn't you? Yeah. And I asked him about his trip and he said he had fun with his friend. So.
When exactly can you pinpoint the exact moment you realize that you don't deserve him?
Yeah. What a lovely man you have. Right. Taking care of his parents like
don't deserve
sending
that.
Sending them
man.
To a warm yeah. Hey, Katie, give us a little cherry pie, baby. Oh, we don't have cherry. Give us some more heaven. Yeah, because her husband's going to kill her when he finds out. Heaven's closer than you think.
The Burt Show.
Did you guys know we have ice hockey in Atlanta?
No.
Yeah, it's been here for years. Yeah.
I had no clue.
Okay, thank you.
I think people think that when the professional team left, the NHL team left.
The Thrashers?
Yeah, that the minor league team left also. But no, they're still rocking.
We have an ECHL minor league hockey team called the Atlanta Gladiators, and they play at Gas South Arena. All right?
What?
Yes! They play at Gas South Arena.
Fun game, man.
So, my son went to a birthday party. Hudson turned 4. Happy birthday, honey buddy. And they had the birthday party at a suite at Gas South Arena for the Atlanta Gladiators hockey game. Funnily enough, my first gig out of college, I was PR and game ops for a minor league hockey team in the ECHL. So I'm familiar. But for some reason, I had no clue. So I'm like, ice hockey in Atlanta. That's amazing. That makes total sense. So it was Jimmy's first hockey game. So we go, we get there, we sit down, and Jimmy likes to call them the ice hockey guys.
And that's what they are, technically.
That's what they are. And so he's watching the ice hockey guys, and I kid you not, the timing was perfect. As soon as we walked in and got to our section where the birthday party was, there was a fight.
Right. There we go.
So there was some pushing and shoving into the boards, and then... one of the Atlanta Gladiators, gloves come off.
Yeah, let's go.
And then the team we were playing, and I forget who we were playing, his gloves come off. And then they're circling each other on the ice. And then they grab each other's jerseys. And then...
Are you telling Jimmy before this happens, like, what's going to go down? No, or is he witnessing this for the first time?
He's witnessing all this for the first time. So now the guys are, like, pummeling each other in the face. And then as soon as one hits the ground, like, hits the ice, and that's when the refs come in and break it up. I love the fact that this is the only sport where you can literally just rip off your uni and like literally hit each other in the face. It's comical. So that was out the gate as soon as we arrived. And then it's a teachable moment. And Jimmy's like, what's going on? I'm like, well, see, they weren't very nice to each other, so they have to go to timeout. And so they have to go to the penalty box for having a fight.
This happened years ago when I took Hollis to Medieval Times.
Oh.
And he thought the knights were really dead. He would ask me, like, are they really dead? I'm like, no, man, they're going to get up.
No, we don't say that. We say unalived. He thought they were unalived.
Back then, we were so insensitive. We said dead.
So we're watching it, and it was Bluey Night for the Atlanta Gladiators. And by Bluey Night, that means they're playing the Bluey songs over in the arena, and they have Bluey videos that they're playing on the big screen. Yeah, because it was for the kids.
That makes sense.
It was Bluey Night. So, you know, all these kids are rocking, like, their Bluey jerseys and their Bluey shirts. It was really, really cute. And then there's two intermissions in hockey, right? After the first period and after the second period. So the ice hockey guys leave the rink.
The players?
Jimmy calls them the ice hockey guys.
Ice hockey guys is better.
The ice hockey guys leave the ice and Jimmy's like, where'd they go? And I go, well, maybe they're going to go take a rest. They got to get some water and they got to take a rest.
Yeah, on their teeth.
And then and come back out. And he looked at me. He goes, are they laying down taking a nap?
Yes.
Like, yes, they are. They're going to rest up and then they're going to come out. And then he's like, Mama, the ice hockey guys are back. The ice hockey guys. He was fascinated by the Zamboni. And he's like, Mama, what's that? And I'm like, that's a Zamboni. He's like, Zamboni. And it was just, he had the absolute best time. So thanks to Hudson and his parents for picking that. We will definitely be going back to a future game because he had such a blast.
Very different when you, excuse me, used to be at hockey games and you were in a thong sweeping the ice.
Okay. Fun fact. Do you want me to tell this story now?
You bet I do.
Wait, this is a hypothetical?
I thought this was a joke.
No, sir.
Okay. He's He's taking some liberties with some of the details of the story. All right, what happened was, I just told you guys, my first, like, real job. I was a server for the longest time. I graduate from college, and I end up being the PR and game ops person for the Lexington Men of War. That was our hockey team in Kentucky. We lasted a whopping one season, because people in Kentucky don't care about hockey. So I worked for the ECHL for one season. And doing PR and game ops, you organize all like how the Atlantic Gladiators had Bluey Night, right? Mm-hmm. There's somebody who organizes all that. And I was that person. So we did a guy's night, right? We had dollar beers. We had dollar dogs. And
isn't every night at a hockey game pretty much guys?
They're actually very family friendly.
Now, okay.
And even back then, I learned the hard way. And so I was working with the video production team, and we came up with video elements just for guys' night. And I also was working with our promotions team, and we came up with promotions for the intermissions. Because during intermissions, you'll have like the little mini ice hockey teams come out and play. They had the Girl Scouts there last night. They have games they play. So we did a hot hockey contest where we had women come out, and it was like a bikini contest on the ice, right? Well, little did I know, a lot of the girls were from a local strip club and decided to wear bikini thongs on the ice.
Oh, did they know?
The bikini costume contest. The parents were not happy about that. We got a couple of people at guest relations complaining. And then there was a video element during the game.
I don't know how you're going to explain this one, but this is going to be fun.
Yes, there was a video element during the game that got me in serious, serious hot water. And I thought I was going to lose my job. And I thought the guy who oversaw video production was going to lose his job as well. So mind you, these hockey games are being held at Rupp Arena. Like, Rupp Arena is where the University of Kentucky basketball team plays. This is a...
It's famous.
Yeah. It is. It's a famous arena. And the Jumbotron in the middle was called Big Bertha, right? This is huge Jumbotron in the middle of the arena. So we had been working on some video elements and stuff. And if you've ever seen the movie Fast Times at Ridgemont High...
Have you guys seen that?
No.
Neither one of you. Mm-hmm. Okay.
There's a scene where there's a guy in the bathroom looking out the window at his sister's friend, and she's getting out of the pool, right?
Phoebe Cates, I think her name was, right? She's super hot.
Super hot. So he's like having this like pseudo fantasy watching her in the pool, and she gets out of the pool. And he's like, it's a fantasy, and she's looking at him, and he's watching her, and she takes off her top, right? Her bikini top. So I asked the video guy if he could put the hockey logos, the Men of War hockey logos, over her tatas, and he was like, I don't think so, blah, blah, blah. He was able to do it, right? So she comes out, she opens up her bikini top, and there's the hockey logos over her tatas.
Very clever.
I was like, this is amazing, blah, blah, blah. Not paying attention to what else is being shown in this video clip.
Uh-oh.
There is a line that has formed at guest relations of parents complaining, livid at what their children just witnessed on the Jumbotron. Because the guy that's having this fantasy...
Careful.
...is in the bathroom. And he is doing something while he's having this fantasy.
He took care of himself.
Yep. Okay.
And
yep.
That was on the Jumbotron.
Oh, my God. No, it was not.
Yes, it was.
How did they not take that part?
I have no idea.
I missed that.
Because it's just a video of him from, like, the chest down, but it's very apparent by movements what he's doing. So, yeah, we got to expose kids... to that.
Was it a Big Bertha?
The mothers that lined up at guest relations lived. So there was a meeting the next day in the general manager's office. The coach was there. The head coach was there. Oh, the general manager was there. The heads of Rupp Arena were there. And we're just sitting there, and we are getting reamed for having played this on Big Bertha, the Jumbotron, at Rupp Arena. And somehow, some way.
Yes.
We did not lose our job.
How is it possible? You kept your job after that.
I have no idea.
God bless.
That is wild.
It's the Burt Show.
You're on the Burt Show.
We'll pay.
Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code BERT at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/BERT. Enter the code BERT, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now. Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you. They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
$100 for your deep, dark secret. Are you holding on to something that maybe nobody knows? You haven't got it off your chest. It's a deep, dark secret. You tell us the secret. We'll put you on the voice disguiser so nobody will know who you are. And if we all buy your deep, dark secret, like it sounds real, you just can't make something up, then we'll hook you up with $100, right? 1-855-BIRD-SHOW. That's 1-855-BIRD-SHOW. And we will take your calls here in just 1 second. I had a moment over the weekend where I felt really, really bad for Mo. So I'm always a little bit aware that, you know, Mo told us years and years and years ago, this is the most amount of white people he's ever hung out with.
For sure.
Right?
Definitely.
I'm surprised you haven't OD'd on the whiteness yet.
Well, I think I have a couple times.
There was a time this weekend where I was like, oh my God, I can't believe we are putting Mo through this. I mean, it was a different level of whiteness. Can you guys guess what that time was? Because it stood out to me. And while it was happening, I'm like, oh my God, Mo must be rethinking everything right now.
What did we do this past weekend?
It was the
that
most
was
Caucasian
excessively
thing.
White.
Never in the history of Black America, and here we are in Black History Month, I can almost guarantee you this has never happened in a room filled with Black people, and only has happened in a room filled of white people. And this might have been the first.
I think I'm so used to it, I don't even know what you're talking about.
I mean, we just talked about Kristen getting drunk to Celine Dion. I don't know how you get whiter than that.
Very true. Mm-hmm. But that, what happened? What did we do?
We've all done it before together, but it's the first time that we've done it as a group now together.
Can you give us a hint?
Bless. I was just like, if Mo leaves tomorrow, I get it.
Why can't I think of which I really can't think of.
When the whole theater was singing the Davy Crockett song.
Oh!
I had no idea what the hell was going on.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, man, I felt bad. But you want to explain exactly what happened here?
Yeah, so every year, our videography team and our head videographer, Seth, puts together a blooper reel of Bert's big adventure moments that we've had, recording stuff, whatever, and funny things he has caught on camera. And so we're all in this theater room watching it, and it was so sweet because the screensaver on his computer was him at Disney as a child. So it's his sibling, his parents, and him sitting outside their hotel room at the Polynesian, because that's like his favorite
hotel.
That's his gym.
That's his lane.
He is a tiki guy through and through. And it was adorable. So there is little like 9-year-old Seth with those socks, those striped socks, and he's got them pulled up to his knees, and he's wearing like a raccoon skinned hat, a Davy Crockett hat, right? And so he's pointing it out, and you know, the memory of being there at the Polynesian with his parents. And it was so cute. And then out of nowhere, I don't know who's instigated it.
Somebody challenged him.
Somebody challenged him to sing the Davy Crockett song.
Davy Crockett,
king of the wild frontier.
So you got 20 white people now in the room that are singing it along with him. And Mo's in the back, and I'm just like, is he still here? Is he checking his contract?
I genuinely had no idea what that was going on.
Yeah,
that happens quite often.
Is he on the phone with the Breakfast Club right now? Is there anything I can do for you?
on the other end of that, after that, I was playing ping pong with Tommy, and something happened, and I started singing this Carl Thomas song, and I looked around for somebody to join in, and everybody looked at me like, bro, what are you talking about?
I'm sorry, man.
I'm going to my room.
And you didn't have AB backup this year either.
Yeah,
so,
solo dolo, man. Holding it down.
All right, $100 for your deepest, darkest secret if we buy it. And we're going to put you on the voice disguiser. Good morning, Carlton. We will pay you if your deep, dark secret is great.
Yeah, good morning, guys. I can't believe I'm finally coming out and saying this to somebody. I just gotten off work. About 5:30 in the afternoon. I'm headed home. My wife's best friend gave me a call, asked me to bring her something to eat on the way home. Her car had been tore up, so I said, fine. I get there. She opens the door, and she's standing there topless trying to seduce me.
Wait, I missed the first part. Who was that?
His wife's best friend.
Uh-oh.
She hits him up because her car's kaput, and he's going to drop something off, and then she opens the door, and she's topless.
Wow. So she's trying to hook up with you.
Yes.
Carlton, what'd you do?
Yeah, how was it?
Herbert.
What?
This is a family show.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
All right. I may have went in the house, but I immediately turned around and walked back out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Wait.
Carlton, she opens the door and she's wearing nothing above the waist.
Yes.
And you step forward rather than step back. I hope you did.
I had to put the food down.
You could have dropped it on the front
very
stoop.
Very slowly.
I want to know how you told your wife this story.
No, I have not.
No,
he's never told her.
Show.
Oh, good for you. Okay, that's worth $100.
No, you can't tell her because he went in the house.
Right, and you just laid it down. I'm talking about the food.
I just went in the house to put the food down, you know, be a good man. I wasn't going to put it on the ground. That's nasty.
Carlton.
To be awkward. All right.
Carlton, is your wife still friends with this woman to this day?
We seen her last night.
Oh!
Carlton! Oh, Carlton! Hold on one sec, my man. Yeah, that's 100. That's going to be tough.
Wow.
Oh, they are super today. These are precious. Hey, Jess, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Good morning.
Good morning. All right, you're on the voice disguiser. $100 for your deep, dark secret.
So, me and my first cousin, we're both married, not to each other, but we did have an affair for a year with each other.
With your first cousin. Kudos to you. Yes.
First.
Man.
What's worse, marrying your first cousin or having an affair?
Yeah, I mean, it didn't commit to it. It was just an affair. It was just a year.
I think we're split hairs on this one, Ken.
That's really become so judgmental on this show.
So what was it about the first cousin that was so appealing?
I have no idea to this day because I don't even find him attractive.
Huh, that makes it better.
Wow, you ain't even picked a cute cousin.
you gotta pick the hot cousin at the very least.
My God.
Right, that's $100.
I found a mistake. I know this.
Yeah.
And it was a whole year, too. I mean, you talk about hiding like out in the open because nobody would ever believe you're having an affair with your cousin. Mm-hmm. Spend as much time with him as you want.
Yeah, it's family.
Wow, I love that about her. She's so close to her family. All right, hold on a second.
That's wild.
Okay, all right. I don't know if we could do better than those two, man. Yeah, we should probably get out at this point.
I love that we're syndicated in Alabama. That's all I'm going to say.
That's what Alabama is saying about Georgia.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
You know, I really didn't think we would see Will Smith at an award show for a long time, but not only did he show up to the Grammys last night, he presented an award and he brought his kids with him. Did you see Jaden in Willow's outfits last night on the red carpet.
Was he like a camera? What was he? What did he have around his head?
So Willow came and looked, you know, pretty normal. She was wearing a very cute, like, two-piece set, had a black coat over it, looked very stylish, very fashion-forward. And then next to her is her brother, Jaden, who was wearing a very simple outfit below the neck, but above the neck, he was wearing a hat that I think you could, describe it as a hat. It's but like,
it's a house.
It's a house. Well, he's wearing like a giant castle as a...
Oh, okay.
As a... It's not a mask, but it's covered... It's like he's wearing a dollhouse on his head.
Yeah, with the whole... Like, the door is his face, and he can see out.
Okay.
All right.
That's different.
You think, like, on this one, he was requesting, like, can we just keep it, you know, low-key this year? I mean, it's the first one that I'm going to since the infamous slab. Can we just keep it kind of low-key? Can we stop by, like, the Gap on the way to the Grammys? Can you wear the Gap?
Yeah, let's just roll up looking like a family photo, jeans on the bottom, white Gap t-shirt, barefoot. Yeah,
some kind of Banana Republic type thing.
I swear, every time I see red carpet photos, the Capitol from the Hunger Games is looking less and less fashion weird.
Yeah.
Isn't that the truth, man. Wow. Okay.
So People Magazine reported that the headpiece that Jaden was wearing was created by Abodi in the style of a Transylvanian castle. The design team wrote on Instagram, The artistic headpiece combines the mysterious elegance of Abodi Transylvania with a bold modern design inspired by Transylvanian history and the vampire legends of the Bathory.
All right. So yeah, when I saw it, Cause it's completely like there's no accents. It's like it's all black. I really thought he was wearing like a camera on his head. Now having looked at it a little closer, he committed to the bit because not only did he wear this on the red carpet, he is sitting inside the arena at the table with his dad and sister, rocking that castle head.
That means somebody had to sit behind them.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh no.
Can you take the castle off, bro? I can't see anything.
It looks like something my 5-year-old would make out of toilet paper rolls and then spray paint black.
It looked like some Chris Rock wish he had on.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, the women are on the red carpet like, yeah, this dress is a little uncomfortable. It's sticking into my ribs. And Jaden is like, I'm keeping that on no matter what.
Celebrities are ridiculous.
Yeah, but Will Smith was there to honor Quincy Jones. There was a special tribute for him, and he gave a really sweet speech. To give the tribute.
This past year, we lost one of the most groundbreaking and influential figures of our times, Quincy Jones. Known to friends around the world simply as Q. A brilliant 28-time Grammy Award-winning producer, arranger, film and television composer, conductor, trumpet player, recording artist, and humanitarian. In his 91 years, Q touched countless lives. But I have to say, he changed mine forever.
So I think that was a very appropriate way for him to make his way back into the award show circuit. Sure. And, you know, it's very important. He was a good friend to Will.
Yeah, because wasn't Quincy the one who got him Fresh Prince of Bel-Air?
He sure was.
Like, forced him to audition in front of people. And, like, that's an actual incredible story.
I mean, he, in a way, like, really launched Will Smith's career. So, yeah, it's a full circle moment for sure.
There are also some really awesome performances. If you're on the interweb today, make sure you check out Doechii, Billie Eilish, Sabrina Carpenter. They all brought it out for their performance. Chapel Roan as well. She had a big night where she won Best New Artist. That's where you know Chapel from. She's very eccentric. She's kind of like the new Lady Gaga of Gen Z. And she decided to make a statement during her speech for Best New Artist. She decided to stand up for all the other new artists that, you know, have been mistreated by their labels and really make a statement to all the important people in the audience.
Myself, if I ever won a Grammy and I got to stand up here in front of the most powerful people in music, I would demand that labels and the industry profiting millions of dollars off of artists would offer a livable wage and health care, especially to developing artists. Because I got signed so young. I got signed as a minor, and when I got dropped, I had zero job experience under my belt, and like most people, I had a difficult time finding a job in the pandemic and could not afford health insurance. It was so devastating to feel so committed to my art and feel so betrayed by the system and so dehumanized to not have health. And if my label would have prioritized artist health, I could have been provided care by a company I was giving everything to. So, record labels need to treat their artists as valuable employees with a livable wage and health insurance and protection. Labels, we got you, but do you got us?
We'll never hear from her again.
It was nice knowing you, Chapel. So, I mean, because we've talked about her before, and I've really turned a corner when it comes to Chapel Rowan. Like, I'll admit it. I thought she was a complainer, and now I just think she speaks truth.
Yeah. I mean, I know she's really polarizing, but I do think within like 5 to 10 years, we're going to look back and be like, she was a trailblazer. Mm-hmm. She did a lot of good work for new artists. All right. If you want to see Beyonce's Grammy-winning album live, you won't have to wait too long. I'll tell you what cities Beyonce is bringing her tour to on your next eBuzz on The Vert Show.
Listen, it's The Vert Show.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.